This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 477 for Friday, July 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday, gleaning support from gains in the Chicago soy complex and from other edible oils. The November contract is up $11.90 at $924 per ton. The January contract rises $9.80 at $907.40 per ton. Support is also coming from the prairie weather forecast, which has most of the region remaining hot and dry throughout the weekend. The northern growing areas of Alberta will cool and receive rain. The Saskatchewan Crop Report says the province's crops are struggling, and with its canola at only 18% good to excellent condition. The heat and drought continue to take a toll on all crops and soil conditions. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 79.37 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.54. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending July 11th are down 3% at 188,000 tons. Canola exports tumble 78% at 20,000 tons, and domestic usage drops 13% at 159,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 134,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to China. Delivery will be during the 2021-22 marketing year. There will be more rains for the U.S. Eastern Corn Belt over the weekend. Temperatures across the country are expected to push above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The U.S. Drought Monitor says almost 56% of the country is in some state of drought. That includes nearly three-quarters of the plains. On the other side of the Atlantic, heavy rains are causing flooding in Belgium, France, and Germany, which are threatening crops. In Russia, hot and dry weather is cutting into its wheat crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract jumped 16 cents at $13.96 per bushel. August soy oil is up more than 0.8 of a cent at 68.16 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal rises $2.30 at $364.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday. The September contract is up a penny at $5.65.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the September contract up 2 cents at $4.40. Wheat futures are stronger on Friday. Chicago September gains 19.5 cents at $6.91.5. Kansas City September rises 14 cents at $6.54.5. And Minneapolis September jumps 22 cents at $9.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.